Rich Dad's cash flow quadrant is about being, not doing. Moving from the left side of the quadrant to the right side of the quadrant is not so much about doing, but more about being. The good news is that it does not cost much money to change your thinking. In fact, it can be done for free. The bad news is that sometimes it's hard to change some deep core thoughts about money that are handed down from generation to generation, or thoughts that you learn from friends, from work, and from school. Yet, it can be done. And this is what this recording is primarily about. It's not so much a how-to book on what to do to become financially free. It's not about what stocks to buy or what mutual fund is safest. This program is primarily about strengthening your thoughts, being, so that you can take the action, doing, that will enable you to become financially free, having. For people contemplating making the crossing from one quadrant to another, an important part of the process is to be aware of your internal dialogue, or conversations within you. And always remember that what sounds logical in one quadrant does not make sense in another quadrant. The process of going from job or financial security to financial freedom is primarily a process of changing your thinking. It is a process of doing your best to know which thoughts are emotion-based and which thoughts are logic-based. If you can keep your emotions in check and go for what you know to be logical, you have a good chance of making the journey. No matter what anyone is saying to you from the outside, the most important conversation is the one you are having with yourself on the inside. That is why my rich dad forbade me from saying, "I can't afford it. I can't do that. Play it safe. Don't lose money." Rich Dad firmly believed that what we said to ourselves at our core became our reality. That is why I suspect that for people who struggle financially, their emotions often do the talking and run their lives. If they are emotionally based thoughts, they are powerful. The good news is that they can be changed with the support of new friends, new ideas, and a little time. People who are not able to control their fear of losing should never invest on their own. They are best served by turning that job over to professionals and not interfering with them. As an interesting note, I have met many professional people who are fearless when investing other people's money and able to make lots of money. But when it comes to investing or risking their own money, their fear of losing becomes too strong and they ultimately lose. Their emotions do the thinking rather than their logic. I have also met people who can invest their money and win constantly, but lose their calm when other people ask them to invest money for them. The making and losing of money is an emotional subject. Rich Dad always said, "To be successful as an investor or business owner, you have to be emotionally neutral to winning and losing. Winning and losing are just part of the game." The laws. Understanding the laws and market forces is vital to financial success. Great transfers of wealth often occur when laws and markets change, so it is important to pay attention if you want to have those changes work in your favor and not against you. We are entering an era of tremendous change and opportunity. For some people, it will be the best of times, and for others, it will be the worst of times. Education is more important than ever before, but we need to teach people to think a little further than just looking for a secure job and expecting the company or the government to look after them once their working days are through. That is an industrial age idea, and we aren't there anymore. The rules have changed. One advantage of living in a free society is the freedom to make choices. In my opinion, there are two big choices: the choice of security and the choice of freedom. If you choose security, there is a huge price to pay for that security in the form of excessive taxes and punishing interest payments. If you choose freedom, then you need to learn the whole game and then play the game. It is your choice from which quadrant you want to play the game. In 1943, the U.S. began taxing all working Americans via payroll deduction. In other words, the government got paid before people in the E, employee quadrant, got paid. Anyone who was purely an E had little escape from the government. It also meant that instead of only the rich being taxed, which was the hope of the 16th Amendment, it now meant everyone on the left side of the quadrant got taxed, rich or poor. But the lowest paid in America today pay more in taxes as a percentage of total income than the rich and the middle class. In 1986, the Tax Reform Act went after the highly paid professionals in the S quadrant. The act specifically listed doctors, lawyers, architects, dentists, engineers, and other such professions and made it difficult, if not impossible, for them to shelter their income the way the rich can do in the B and I quadrants. These professionals were forced to operate their businesses through S corporations instead of through C corporations or pay a tax penalty. Income for these highly compensated professionals is then passed through the S corporation and taxed at the highest individual tax rate possible. They don't have the opportunity to shelter their income through deductions allowed to a C corporation. And at the same time, the law was changed to force all S corporations to have a calendar year end. This again forced all income to be taxed at the highest rate. When I was discussing these changes recently with my personal CPA, she reminded me that the biggest shock to newly self-employed people generally comes at the end of their first year when they realize that the biggest tax they are paying is a self-employment tax. This tax is double for the S's over what they paid as E's, and it is calculated on income before the individual can deduct any itemized deductions or personal exemptions. It is possible for a self-employed person to have no taxable income yet still owe self-employment tax. Corporations, on the other hand, do not pay self-employment tax. The 1986 Tax Reform Act also effectively pushed the E's and S's of America out of real estate as an investment and into paper assets, such as stocks and mutual funds, basing their future financial well-being upon paper assets subject to the ups and downs of the market. After the 1986 Tax Reform Act, the rich continue to earn more, work less, pay less taxes, and enjoy greater asset protection by using the formula my rich dad gave me 40 years ago: build a business and buy real estate. Make a lot of money via C corporations, and shelter your income through real estate. While millions upon millions of Americans work, pay more and more taxes, and then pour billions each month into mutual funds, the rich are quietly selling the shares of their C corporations, making them even richer, and then buying billions in investment real estate. As we progress further and further away from the industrial age and into the information age, we all need to continue to gather information from different quadrants. In the information age, quality information is our most important asset. As Eric Hoffer once said, "In times of change, learners inherit the earth, while the learned find themselves beautifully equipped to deal with a world that no longer exists." Remember that everyone's financial situation is different. That is why I always recommend that you seek out the best professional and financial advice you can find. For example, while a C corporation may work well in some instances, it does not work well in all instances. Even on the right side of the quadrant, occasionally an S corporation is appropriate. Also, remember that there are different advisors for the rich, the poor, and the middle class, just as there are different advisors for people who earn their money on the right side and on the left. Also consider seeking advice from people who already are where you want to go. Never do business or investing for tax reasons. A tax break is an extra bonus for doing things the way the government wants. It should be a bonus, not the reason. And if you are not a U.S. citizen, this advice remains the same. Our laws may be different, yet the principles of seeking competent advice remain the same. People on the right side operate very similarly throughout the world.